Officials in New York City say a toxic blue-green algae has been found in three ponds, two in Central Park and another in Prospect Park. This blue-green algae or cyanobacteria is often unseen. It can make humans sick, but it can be fatal to dogs, and a number have died this summer across the country. Three of them belonging to Melissa Martin and Denise Mintz of Wilmington, North Carolina. Melissa joins us now. I am so sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah. What happened? Was this a pond you'd been to before?
No, actually, we had never taken our dogs to a pond before. We had some neighbors who had been going to this pond all week, and they invited us to come have like a play date. Mm-hmm. But we didn't even take them over to go in the pond. We took them to play around the pond.
Well, and in fact, only one of the dogs went in the water. The others
that's
were playing
correct.
In the edge?
Yep, that's correct. The little Westies, they just played around the edge. They rolled around in the mud, but the big dog, he definitely got in the water, but only for about 5 minutes.
Well, you've told us that the neighbor's dog played in the water the hardest.
Yes.
One of your dogs put his face in, maybe gulped some, but still, did you have any concern? Did you smell anything? Did you see anything?
Nothing. I mean, the water was crystal clear. A lot of the things that you read say that this cyanobacteria or the blue-green algae has an appearance or an odor, and it had neither.
Yeah. Well, you get home 5 minutes later, maybe 15 minutes after the dog was in the pond. You start bathing Harpo the Doodle, the bigger dog, and what happened?
Denise starts yelling for me that Abby, one of the Westies, was having a seizure. So I told Denise, you come finish Harpo, and I'll rush her to the emergency vet. As soon as I got there with her, she was full on seizing by that point. She was super hot, like so hot to even hold. And when I handed her to the vet tech, they came back and they said, did you have other dogs at that pond with you? And I was like, yes. And she's like, you need to get them here right now. Mm. And so I called Denise. She was in full panic mode and said Izzy, the other Westie, was doing the same thing as Abby. And so I was like, get her here, bring Harpo too, like just get here. So she arrived about 7 to 10 minutes after that. I met her in the parking lot and grabbed Izzy, who was lifeless at this point. She was seizing, but Harpo was fine. I ran Izzy in and I handed her to the vet tech. And Denise came in with Harpo, and he appeared to be fine. But as soon as he got to me, he started seizing.
What a nightmare.
It was awful.
Well, and we understand it was just a few hours later, all three were gone.
The vets, they called the poison control, and they came in and told us that they thought that the dogs had been exposed to blue-green algae, and it didn't dawn on me that this was poisonous, and those dogs are our lives. I mean, Harpo was a therapy dog. He and I volunteered in our community. I mean, we have figured that he's probably touched close to 5,000 lives in his 6.5 years just from our volunteering. And so Harpo seemed to be stable the whole evening. He wasn't improving, but he wasn't getting worse. The Westies were 10.5 years old. But anyway, around 11 o'clock, the vet came in and told us that they had maxed out the medication that they could give them at that point. And we decided that it was time to let them go. In the process, Harpo was on in a bottom like incubator thing, and they pulled him out and let him lay on my feet while we put the Westies to sleep. And then I laid in the floor with Harpo for a little bit and just talked to him. And at that point, they had given him the last dose of medication that they could give him, and he started seizing pretty bad. And they just said that there was nothing else they could give him. So we let him go probably about 15 minutes after the Westies.
Just such a helpless feeling. But also, this must have been mind-boggling because you'd never heard of it before. What do you want people to know? Because you didn't know anything about the blue algae. You know, your vet showed you. There was a photo of the water that you brought him, and he zoomed in. He said, look at that. It's hard to see, but look at that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want people to know now?
I mean, I'm a very responsible pet owner. My dogs were everything to me. I would have never put them in a position to be harmed. We gave our dogs bottled water. We didn't just let them drink tap water. You know, they had the best life. This water looked perfectly fine. There was a fountain in that pond. So, I mean, it's pretty. It's right off of a major walking trail in our city. And still, to this day, Wilmington has zero signs at any bodies of water that says that the water could be toxic. Well, and that I don't understand it.
Well, let me ask you about that, because Austin advised pet owners to keep their pets away from a lake after a 2-year-old golden retriever died there. Mm-hmm. Have you reported this to the city? Is your vet required to report it?
Oh, it's been reported. There have been numerous phone calls made to our public health as well as the Department of Health in New Hanover County. I have not been able to get anybody to talk to me about this.
Well, you've gotten the word out now the very, very hard way. Melissa Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me share, and I hope it saves somebody else from this heartbreak for sure.
Well, let's get some help with this. Let's bring in Dr. Val Beasley, professor of veterinary wildlife and ecological toxicology at Penn State. One would think that if algae in ponds could kill dogs, there'd be thousands of dogs across the country. Is this something new and different? What's going on?
Well, what's going on is really a chronic problem that is getting more attention this year. It's a serious problem, and it's difficult to save animals from some of these cyanobacteria or blue-green algal poisonings, but we do have a chance to help some of them survive if we get there early enough and intervene in just the right ways.
Yeah. Before we talk about saving dogs, what can you do? I mean, this was a pond with a fountain. It looked beautiful. I'm told that you can take a sample and test it, but then by the time you get that sample test back, might algae have grown that wasn't there before? I mean, how can you inform yourself?
It's difficult. Cyanobacteria, although they're called blue-green, a lot of times they're just green. They can be red, brown, black. They can be foamy. I tend to tell people not to have dogs drinking from surface waters. And the problem is that the algae not only can replicate rapidly, but they can be adhered to plants or on the bottom and then wash loose. The dogs can lick up the bloom material on the edges of the pond or get it on their hair coat and then lick it off of themselves that way.
Is it happening more because of climate change, that places have, you know, different temperatures than they had before?
It sure is a problem. It increases the replication of the cyanobacteria. Cyanobacteria, for the most part, like warm temperatures. Yeah. And so they start coming earlier and they stay longer and they're moving farther from the equator. The other thing is free nutrients. And we have leaky septic tanks. We have fertilizing of lawns and golf courses. We have herbicides being used too close to the water and even in the water to remove aquatic plants. And then we make the water stagnant by damming it up or by pulling water out for different purposes that we want, like agriculture or urban uses. Stagnant, warm water full of nutrients, boy, that's just asking for it.
Yeah. And again, a blue-green algae can make humans sick, but we're talking about cases in which it has been fatal to dogs. So once you have come from the pond and we hear that it's within minutes and a dog seems to be showing symptoms like shivering or seeming to have a seizure, what can a vet do?
Well, you can try to evacuate the digestive tract. You can give an adsorbent like activated carbon. Artificial respiration is critically important, but we really don't want to wait for them to start showing signs.
Yeah.
If we think there's exposure, it's better to prevent absorption in the first place. Yeah. And it's better to take up some tap water in a gallon jug and a large bowl for your dog and keep them back from the water's edge, just like you would a child. You wouldn't let your child drink from the surface water. I don't recommend letting dogs do that either.
The CDC is asking people to report any blue-green algae, call their local or state health departments.
Well, one of the CDC researchers reported on a whole bunch of cases, and 83% of the dogs died. So it's a serious problem, and it's an avoidable problem.
Yeah. You know, when in doubt, stay out. Dr. Val Beasley, professor of veterinary wildlife and ecological toxicology at Penn State, on the blue-green algae blooms that have been killing dogs across the country. Dr. Beasley, thank you so much.
Thank you for helping get the word out. I appreciate it very much.